I am Mr. Rourke, your host. Welcome to Fantasy Island.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I don't want to come on the camera.
What are you doing, like a Claude Rains Invisible Man thing? What's you're not there.
There's a timely reference to start the week. Who's Claude Rains?
He played the Invisible Man. That's why I put the words
in
Invisible
year?
Man in.
And there's 1930... been five remakes since then.
Yeah, but none of them is good. Probably 1935, if I was pressed. Be careful, Josh. You'll be forced to watch it.
Yeah, 1935, almost 100 years ago.
Okay, Mike, you're doing an Invisible Man thing.
All right, so I went to the dermatologist, right?
Yeah, right.
And I did the, I got to promote something too. So I want to do that because I put myself in a bit of a situation. My life is a lot different than it used to be. So the stuff is called what?
Yeah. What? Right, let's get through what you look like before your promotion.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe when I do this, it'll make me more sympathetic.
Oh, did you get beat up?
Well, beating up can be a different, you don't have to get hit in the face to do that. Rob, can you put your face in the center?
Yes.
You're leaning down. I just need that for a perspective.
Yeah.
All right. And three, two, and this is going to be a tighter shot. I'll pan out in a minute.
Okay, good.
Three, two, one.
Well, it's not horrible.
Bad. We're just really close up.
Very close. I tell you what. Your eyes are popping today. You have beautiful eyes.
Oh, shut up.
I think we should do an entire show sometime with everyone's cameras that close. Where it's just face.
Or maybe
no
even
head.
Closer. Yeah.
It's just the face. All right. So,
you
got a mark on your forehead.
Is there a reason why it's panning out like this? Hey. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't know what to focus on. It's trying to focus on.
Okay,
your
you
face.
Know what, Mike? Let's stick.
Oh.
Okay, this is important. Let's keep to a front shot. We do not want a profile today.
You look like a burn victim.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. This let's keep it as a front
you've
shot.
Been on your face.
Huh? Be okay.
This is the acid you've been putting on your face.
Yeah, it's called 5-FU solution. It is a topical prescription chemotherapy medication used to treat precancerous skin lesions and superficial skin cancers by destroying rapidly dividing abnormal cells.
So it's,
abnormal cells, ew. What? Go ahead.
It's technically chemo.
It's not technically chemo. It is chemo.
It's topical chemo.
Chemo. I've had it done once before. And, the long shot isn't as dramatic. So that's okay.
Again, straight onto the camera. That's the way to do it.
It looks like it's giving
I wanted
cancer.
To show everybody what I was. I wrote this down. I have never been more self-conscious about my appearance. I feel this ridiculous need to explain it to everybody. And this is when, all this stuff they say about when you get older, you don't care as much. Rob?
He's making some notes. Mike, Lance in the chat has a good question.
Lance, did you get your medicine from let's Timu? See. Did you get the meds from Timu?
That's not true.
Technically, I did go to a place where... I just want you to be in the center of the shot.
I'm here.
Just so it's balanced. You have to move your head around when you do everything you do. You're like this.
Mike. There,
just like
I'm
this.
Here.
All right.
Thank I'm
you.
Here.
Just want to balance.
Yeah.
Anyway, for those listening, I'm referring to our three shot that we have when we're doing it. Where was I? They sent me to a pharmacy where it's a better fee. That they give you for the medication. You put it on for 7 days, which I did. Friday night, this past Friday night being the last night, And then right around that time when you're wrapping it up is when it starts to pop out.
Right.
And it's itchy. It's not itchy. It's painful. And the best description I heard of it is that it's like a sunburn with bee stings.
All right. Wow, that's horrible.
All right. Now that leads me to the next thing. And I was out in the sun all weekend.
And you're supposed to be, right?
Because I don't know if I'm supposed to be. You can't wear sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
So combine this stuff with being out in the sun, and I'm very uncomfortable most of the weekend and today. And that leads me to the next thing that I want to simply get out of the way.
All right.
Because I just did it and I'm really embarrassed. And I was going to do a fundraiser for Little League pants.
Yeah.
For our Little League. And I got drunk at the initial parents meeting. And one of the guys says, well, how much can it be? Well, to get the both sets of pants, probably about $900. And the guy next to me says,
for both legs.
I can give $500. And I'm like all margaritaed up, and I'm like going, and I say, my listeners can give $500. We build a house in Haiti. We can do that, no problem. And I'm like, that. And then I didn't really think it through.
No.
And so the lady was talking about, you had mentioned $500 a contribution. To make a long story short, I didn't set up the website for Little League donations, and so Josh is rubbing his face right now. Mm-hmm. So the QR code down at the left, we're doing a one-day only Little League fundraiser, all right?
Yes.
And not where it is.
It is for me.
No, you point down on the other side.
The other way.
Oh, okay.
Go the opposite.
Over there.
It wasn't for you. That's where it is.
I will keep an eye on donations through that QR code or the donation tab on tmospodcast.com today and direct it towards the pants.
And to be clear,
stop for just a second. Try not to talk. The quiet game, just for a little bit. Let me handle this with Josh. Please. Yeah. Josh, what were you going to say?
We're going to bail out Drunk Mike.
Well, that's not what you said.
No.
What I was going to say was the QR donations. Code for today, I need $500. Yes. For the Little League donation, I sent the $500 to the lady and alcohol. Never mind thinking it through.
Yeah, exactly. You just wanted to tell all the other parents I have a show. People care about me.
Maybe I was trying to be a big shot.
Sure.
You know,
it's okay.
But I know that our listeners are capable of raising money in a blink of an eye for something like this. And so do you want them to specify for Little League?
No, I'll take any. No. Today, we'll go ahead and whatever
Little
comes
League
in today,
Day.
We'll direct to the Little League. It's Little
okay,
League.
Okay, so if you want to put a, by the way, whales encouraged. And then after we reach our 500, anything over that, we will put towards the show. And that's for one. And the only reason we can do that the way we could do is it tax deductible, Josh?
You could try.
Yes, if you donate it to Little League, you write it down as a tax donation to Little League.
Yeah, you could.
Was Mike wearing cowboy boots this time?
But we cannot give you a receipt.
What's that?
Yes. Sure, you can mark it. We're going to give it to Little League so you can pass it through us.
Yeah. So of course it's tax deductible. So there's the QR code down at
We're not protecting you legally. You make your own decision if it's tax deductible.
Yeah.
Don't come to us when the IRS shows up.
Why do you have to say it like that?
To protect ourselves.
And then the YouTube super chats do count too.
Yeah.
Although they take a portion of that. So that's $20 from James Malloy to Little League. We appreciate that. And I'm still waiting on the lady to see if she acknowledges that she got I think she did. Right. Thank you. So there, it's official. She's got the five bills.
Did you PayPal it or something like that?
Venmo.
Okay. So she has it.
And will she be sending a thank you to all the parents for the Mike O'Mara show helping with pants?
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. Okay. Can anyone who donates over 300 get a hug from yes. Yes, Jimmy.
But they have to travel to you.
It depends. What if they live close by? I'll drive to their house.
Oh, okay, all right, like a 40-mile radius.
But this is
in
just
the same neighborhood.
So Josh is frustrated. Let me explain.
Okay,
I want to know how I can get a hold of you on these drunk evenings.
Here it is.
Where you just agree to hand out money.
Here
he never answers.
We are, we everybody, I think by now, our listeners know that we are on a shoestring budget. We really are. We are. We cut it very close. Yes. So I am not in a position.
I've made more money on reselling
this month. Where I have gone out and braggadocio saying, yeah, no problem. Not that our listeners don't respond. Mm-hmm. They respond. If you added all the donations that we get to the show during the course of a year,
right,
it's a big deal. We appreciate it very much. And it's ongoing and it's every day and it's always appreciated. But I am not in the same position where I can go, but no, Dirk does not need to step up. Dirk steps up for everything. He is magnificent in that regard. And I love him for that. But it's always Dirk. And East West Creations, that sounds like a big deal, doesn't it? East West Creations? Doesn't that sound like that could be a $200 Little League donation?
Absolutely. Maybe put a patch on the fence.
So getting back to the thing, why I frustrate this. What?
This is very similar to you walking through Costco and saying, that smoothie machine looks good. I'm going to grab it.
Yes. The difference is this is kids. Caught. By the way, I haven't. All right, you know what? Let me get this out of the way.
Does Carla know where we're at?
All right,
because you know
she's not going to be happy about this.
So she doesn't even know about the donation. Oh damn!
Oh god damn!
Do you have anything you can sell?
What?
Do you have anything you
can
sell?
Can't be heard, Rob.
I know. I'm talking to
Carla's on the line. Hello, Carla.
Got a good point.
Hey.
Are you listening?
No, I'm actually just getting ready to.
Okay, I got a problem. You're going to be mad.
I don't want to be mad today.
Why?
Because I'm stressed as it is.
Why? What's going on? I thought you were having a good day.
If you want to call it that, what's up?
Well, no, and now you're giving me a complex, and I don't want to even share.
Put all your burdens on the show.
Yeah. All right, I made a mistake. I didn't make a mistake. I just did something that I had to do because I promised it. Do you remember when I promised to donate to the Little League?
Yes.
And I didn't set up the page and stuff. They needed the money today. So I sent it along, and now I'm raising the money on the show that'll be put back in. I mean, the 500 will be put back okay. Do you understand what I'm saying?
And hey, you know what? Carl lesson learned. For just you know what that lesson $50.
Is? What's that lesson? Here she goes. She's
going to. Keep your mouth closed.
Well, do you know why
you
that
was? You were drinking a margarita when you said that.
It all ties together.
She's nothing if not dependable.
I love you. No,
she's going to not
you,
bring
bye.
You anymore.
Bye. There she goes. What, Josh? What?
A Carl triplet, $50.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I had no choice. And you know what? The A team, we are the B team. They're the gold team. We're the Navy team.
Right.
You know what the gold team has? They have the striped pants.
Right.
We had the striped shirt without the striped pants. So we had the striped pants. We had the striped shirts that had the pants that look like we don't have the pants that belong with the shirts.
But
that's all it
got
is.
A couple of Sharpies.
And we got districts coming up this weekend. I'm pretty sure, I think. Can I brag for a second on the team?
I wish you would.
I saw the image.
The Navy team? Won the five games. They won five games. They won the tournament this weekend.
That's
it. It was spectacular. I really appreciate that. So as I'm appealing to that QR code and for people to put a donate. Will you know when we've achieved our goal so I can say that's enough?
I'll let you know. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You know what you should have done?
What?
Bet on the team.
Yes.
Take some money there on the sideline with some parents.
Do you know, if you bet $10 on the first, they won five games. If you put $10 on the first game, 10 becomes 20, 20 becomes 40, 40 becomes 80, $160, easy.
The last I checked, betting on Little League is probably illegal, I would think.
I don't think so.
Youth sports, amateur sports.
You can bet on anything.
Yeah.
How would I bet on a Little League game?
You have to find a bookie.
You come with cash, and you say, I got the Navy team, and you wave it around. Who wants in?
Is that what maybe you did when you were playing with the old men, Josh?
Oh, yeah. Every time. I look. We add up the
maybe
ages,
I could walk
say,
up
I'm
just to
the
window
guy.
Of the concession stand and go.
No, don't do that. Please don't do that.
There we go. That looks like
my face is
you didn't
burning
pay your
up. God, I suck.
No, that's we'll just plain silly.
Over where you want it.
Right. And Sam Walker.
They didn't win the championship. They won the championship game of the weekend tournament. Bumper sticker wisdom.
Yes. And imagine if they had striped pants.
Yeah.
They would have played even better.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was for. But they always need stuff. So that's where we are. And the kids with the wrong size shirts.
Too big or too small?
Mostly too small.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're growing kids.
They got to lose weight.
Yeah, I go through that.
Man, you get a few of them out there that do. Yeah. With all due respect, you walk out. And I'm not talking about our team as much as I'm talking about the whole tournament. You know,
let's where
you
say
a couple
Mike,
of kids like, hey, have a good game, Billy. And maybe, you know, maybe push those tater tots away once in a while. Yeah. You know,
let's say, Mike, I didn't come from a broken home and I ended up and maybe did a couple seasons of Little League 50 years ago. I'd be a fat kid. Where would you put me in the lineup if you had
to? It doesn't matter in baseball.
I mean, in the field, it doesn't matter?
Not necessarily. You can be fat.
Yes.
And be successful.
That's key, our motto.
At key positions.
Did you see last week the president had a press conference? But in the Oval Office, but everyone started focusing on the man in the background because of his stomach. Here's the picture of the guy. Okay.
That's where we're at as a country right there.
Oh, he's got the hernia. He's got an Audi.
Yeah, he's got an Audi. And he stood there like that for at least 40 minutes while the president spoke.
Can you zoom in on that again? Can you zoom in?
Went crazy.
By the way, are pleats still a thing?
You know what?
He's about 10. Do people still wear pleats?
Mike, if he's gained 10 more pounds, the pleats would go away. But you know what? Let's focus on the positive. Doesn't our president's hands look great? Don't our president's hands look great?
That is an Aspen issue, apparently.
Very thin mesh.
Like Rob's face. Or like Mike's face.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I love Little League.
I know. You're invested, Mike. You know what? It's not like you're throwing good money after bad. You're making a difference.
Hey, Michael! Can I see your ring? Can you bring your ring in? I want to... Oh, my God! One more week of school, then I got you all the time. Yes.
My school... This is the last week of school here, too. My school sent an email home today saying, backpacks are no longer allowed this week. What's the point of the kids even going to school for this last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said you can bring a lunchbox and a fanny pack or purse.
Because they're just sort of winding down.
Because they're doing nothing.
One of the Spanish teachers having a Venezuelan breakfast. I want to go to that. He described the food he was going to serve.
Something the mob would do. I'm going to give you a Venezuelan breakfast.
Apparently there's a lot of oil. Get it?
Nah.
That's just
so shtick. Do you think they're banning the backpacks because kids up to no good will bring in things that aren't appropriate?
I don't know.
Well, they already bring in the little squishy things constantly.
Yeah, so more that will prevent dumplings. Oh my gosh, look at that. Pretty. How many rings does he have now? He has enough to do. Wow, Josh, it's a Cal Ripken ring. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I like the Cal Ripken. How much can we get for that at the pawn shop?
Exactly. The password is Facebook Marketplace.
Wear that for the show.
He has enough to do like a.
My blotchy, age spotted hands.
Need me to put it up on eBay? Just send a picture.
Remember all those years, Rob? We used to make fun of the Channel 7 newsman.
Frank Herzog.
Ed Turney.
And Ed Turney, too.
No, we never did it with Frank Herzog. We did it about Ed Turney because his face was sloughing off.
You're right.
Remember the blotchy face?
Yes, it was. I think he's no longer reporting, Mike. I think Turney's world is a thing of the past.
It's a beautiful ring, though. Thank you, Cal.
He has enough to do like a Tom Brady thing now, doesn't he, your son, where he could wear like four or five of them?
Oh, this is nice. It's got the town that it was in.
And on the other side, Sarasota? There's a...
Yeah.
Yeah, on the other side, there's a engraving. It's an engraving of meth.
That's the Billy Ripken ring.
Champions.
So that's cool. Yeah, and then they have the real stuff starts this weekend. There was a warm-up tournament.
Are you back in Sarasota this weekend?
No, I believe we're down here. So that's it. I think I got to double check everything because I'm totally confused. I live my life in a constant state of confusion. And, you know, it is what it is.
The current league rules say that for $500, they can play near your house.
I don't understand what that means.
Thank you, Mary Tomlin, as well.
What did Mary do?
$25.
Oh, see? Thanks. Thank you, Mary. I'll lasso the moon for you.
And Sam Walker, $100. You may have missed that one earlier.
Oh, Sam Walker's a good guy. Thank you,
for
Sam.
Little League, thank you. I appreciate that. That's very kind. I'm sorry. We're doing fine. You know, I just, Carla's right. The margarita, you know, was the, you know.
I will say this, Mike. I know it was a concern last week. Your hair looks good today.
Not really.
Josh, what do you think? Tiebreaker.
With the face, the hair looks great.
So did I read this now? Yeah, it's a superficial skin, precancerous skin lesions. That's mm-hmm. what it does. So it burns them, and then they peel like you would peel after a sunburn, and it hurts.
I bet you're not supposed to. You have to let them fall off naturally, or you're allowed to pick
them? They don't fall. You don't have to. Them, and they don't. Your skin peels. Okay. Is what it is. Don't make it grosser. Don't make it good. So speaking of medical conditions, might as well get it all out of the way. Skippy went to his, to doctor. Everything's fine today, and everything is fine.
This was Kevin, right?
Yeah.
This was the good one.
Yeah. Everything turned out. I'm not going to lose my foot. What I had was
MRSA.
I had MRSA,
which can kill you.
Yes, if you don't treat it quickly. The most recent blood results came in today. The MRSA is retreating, and the antibiotics did what they should do.
That's the sound of the horse retreating.
Yeah, you know what else? Don't think that I wasn't strikingly surprised when I found out I had MRSA, because MRSA is what killed my father.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. And I said, it's not going to kill me, is it? He said, no, you're okay. It's withdrawing.
Did you ask if you got it in Miami?
I did not. But he said, you could have been carrying it around for a long time. I said, would it cause you to sleep in really late? He said, yep, it would.
Yeah, definitely any infection would cause you to, get all sleepy.
Anyway, feeling better, leg less horrifying now. So that's good.
Well, it was, and would you like, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, A1C was up, so I'm going back on diabetes meds, and I have to focus on bringing my sugar down.
And how did he suggest you do that?
Exercise.
And how else did he suggest you do that?
Correct the way I eat.
And how else did he tell you?
No more Cokes.
What about that, Josh?
Can you do Coke Zero?
You know what? I don't want... If I can't have the real thing, then forget, Mike, it's the real thing.
As my wife reminds me, Rob, diet soda that I drink way too much of is just, it's not as bad, but it's definitely bad.
Well, I think it's bad in a different way with all the chemicals
in it.
Well,
it's not good.
Look what it does to your face.
Shut up! I will be without Coca-Cola. I will try to replace it with the other thing I'm going to do for my own self, because I hated it, is I'm going to try to get off caffeine, because I think caffeine.
Why do you say your own self? I'm going to try to do that for my own self.
Do it for me. I mean, not because the doctor told me to.
Say. I'm going to do that for my own self.
I was fixing to do that.
When you wake up in the morning and you need that cup of coffee, cup of tea, Coca-Cola, whatever, you're a slave to it. And if you can phase it out of your life, that's good. Also, this is good. I'm weaning myself off of Prozac.
Well, that's good.
That's interesting, because Prozac is, why are you weaning yourself off of it? Not a good drug for you?
I told him what it was doing for me. It was making me tired all the time, but still
supposed
keeping
to do
me
the
up,
opposite.
Keeping me up at night. So
that's the opposite of making you tired.
Well, but it was weary all
Prozac
day.
Prozac makes you wired. It doesn't make you tired.
So
just to give the proper medical information out there, that it is not, Prozac doesn't make you tired. It might make you stay awake at night, and then you're tired the next day, but Prozac makes you
also
makes everyone else tired.
One of my concerns
around
was,
you.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I don't need Prozac for that. One of the things that had concerned me is that when my father passed, I didn't cry very much. And I was sad, but I didn't have a way to really emote. And he says that Prozac is taking away your body's ability to fully reach its emotional peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to wean off that. I'm going to stay on Wellbutrin. So I try to say even, but we'll see. He said we've got to delicately balance over the next few months. Mm-hmm. So we'll do it.
That's good. Rob did give me a hint last week that he might have to be off the Coca-Cola. And I told him, just don't tell Mike, because Mike will be too excited.
Well, no, I mean, seriously,
now,
when
we
the
had
words...
a private conversation today. Actually, yes. We had a couple of them over the weekend. Did I gloat?
No, but I will say this. You conditioned it, my brain, so that when I called you to tell you that, I remember the moment those words left my doctor's mouth, I said, Mike, just like Newman, because I knew you were right. And I never really thought you were wrong. It's just something I love very much. And it's going to be tough.
All right, this concerns me, since we're having this. And in this day and age with the medications, by the way, send the Little League donations. I'm getting nervous about that.
I'll give you an update. Thank you, Lance Archer and James Hoffman.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you.
125.
Oh, God. Fantastic.
Mike, that's exactly a quarter of it.
That's great. Somebody wrote down, no happy pill should be forever, short term only. Is that, I'm not a psychiatrist, so I don't prescribe medications for moods.
I've never heard that. I mean, if it works for you,
I don't know whether it's true, because I've been on different stuff for 50 years.
But it makes a little bit of sense, because that's why they have to change the medications. Because once the body adjusts to it, they have to change it.
Yeah, tolerance,
I think it's better to eat, healthy proteins. And, well, I could tell you about it, but we've got are you familiar with, are you old enough to have taken cod liver oil?
Sure. I mean, I know of it. I never took it.
Have you ever eaten cod liver, which is a real thing that people eat?
No.
Well, take a look at this. This is a lengthy, we've visited with these gentlemen before.
Oh, great, great.
Let's visit with them again. If you
it's
don't
nice
mind.
To have friends, isn't it?
It always is, yes. That's cod liver.
Why are you doing that?
We got to pour it out.
Get a good look.
You pour
at
it out like kind of a can of tuna.
Yeah, because that way it'll smell better.
It is fishy.
The juice in a tuna can's the worst. Woo.
It is very fishy.
Like they're doing that for their own selves.
Is cat food? It's just bigger chunks of cat food.
It smells like fancy feast.
He's the guy in the room.
It stinks, dude. It is really oily. Like, dude, if you consume this much oil, you're it's organ. It's just organ.
This is all organ.
If you consume this much oil, you're not going to be able to trust anything for at least 3 days.
Like in the workshop.
3 days.
Yeah, that's where they do it.
All right.
He's going to try it.
Give me a nice little liver nugget here.
Liver nugget.
Gross.
There you go. Piece of
liver. So it looks like it came out like sardines almost.
And smell it through the TV.
I can.
Piece off.
Oh, he is just making his buddy love every
second.
Pardon
me while I cut my fancy feast.
Fancy feast.
Oh, okay, man. Here we go.
But his buddy's handling a lot better.
And it just looks like, I know it's like natural fat, but it looks like vegetable oil. It just looks like the nugget that sat
in the fryer. Yeah, it's in its own juices, it says.
These two.
God, it does.
I love these guys. Like I really do.
Just eat
this
it,
has been
Pat.
The most cat food smelling thing I think we've tried.
All right. That, they're toasting. Okay, here we go.
In the mouth.
Oh,
God.
He is
a reversal.
So red.
Yeah. That's bad.
He is.
So oily.
I don't get tired of him.
What was that?
So he's strong. Getting me right now.
One more.
No, I'm not.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you.
You know what?
Go, Amy.
I noticed they each have a trash can to puke into, but they don't have any beverage.
Oh, my God.
So there's
God.
No rescue in sight. It's either swallow
that
or puke.
Kills me every time they do that. Anyway, thank you for everybody that's making the Little League donations.
Yes.
I really appreciate that, and I promise not to get drunk and promise people everything. Rob, I'm glad to hear about your health, that you are doing well, and you had an infection. What else did Dr. Everything's Okay say?
He burned a wart off my hand, or froze a wart off my hand.
I'm so gross.
Sorry. It happens. He said that
you're saying so gross as your face looks like that.
I can't help it. I'm on medication.
I know, but you're just acting like it's the worst thing ever that a wart was
involved. Well, it grosses me out, and you know what? And I'm aware, and I'm very aware that this grosses everybody out when you see this. That's why I have to explain it to everybody, Josh. I have to walk up and go, I normally don't look like this. Excuse me, my son would like an Egg McMuffin.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you focus on the center of your screen, you will see a topographic map of the Andes Mountains.
There's one here, here,
yeah, again,
here,
Mike,
here,
straight
here,
on is the way
here,
you want to do
here,
it.
Here,
you want to look
here,
straight at the camera.
And that one.
The side profile is very tough.
Right there.
And, you know, I know what you're doing. You want to call attention to it before someone mentions it, but it's a health.
What do you mean? Of course I'm going to call attention to it before say,
no. Cod liver oil.
Just trying to.
The doctor also said that the main problem with my lips is to stay hydrated. I didn't ask him which he recommended as far as a topical, but he said, once you get your sugars under control, you'll be better hydrated. Your lips will be less.
Your sugar. You don't say sugars like a 78-year-old diner waitress. Okay. You say, once you get your sugar, doesn't that serious? Your sugars.
Yes.
Okay.
He sounds seriously. Rob
That's
wants to wear an
say.
Apron and live in a kitchen with an old white electric burner stove and go, once you get your sugars down, and it was on accident.
Just trying to keep it lighthearted. Mike.
You are a farm boy at heart. That's what you are. I got my sugars.
And I got a new inhaler.
That'll keep your vapors away. That'll keep your vapors down.
That's right, Cleet. You
there
got
you
it.
Go. Yeah, sure. All right. We have to take a little time out here. When we come back on the show today, we're going to have a serious talk about tattoos.
Tattoos.
I am the only one on this little trifecta untattooed, and I have in my hot little hand the pros and cons of tattoos. But of course, before we do that, we're going to have a little news tidbits for you.
Oh, I love
and we're
the
looking
tidbits.
Forward to that. Very interesting news tidbits today. I think you'll like that. And we'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara show. Hey, fudge cutters, Mike O'Mara here. I want to share something my wife Carla is really excited about at Dermglow Skin. Peptides. Peptides are natural compounds in your body that act as messengers, helping with things like repair, metabolism, sleep, and energy. Now you can supplement them all. Partnering with a trusted telehealth partner, Dermglow gives you access to doctor-prescribed peptides in all 50 states. It's simple. Take a quick online quiz, get approved, and your order ships straight to your door. Peptides can improve your energy, metabolism, and cellular health. Detox and skin support, hair, skin, and scalp health, better sleep, and the Wolverine stack for recovery and healing. And of course, GLP-1s for weight loss. Whether you're trying to lose 30 plus pounds or just the last 5, there are programs and microdosing options to help with benefits like reduced cravings and better blood sugar balance. Everything is prescribed by licensed doctors safely and conveniently. If you're low on energy, struggling with weight, not sleeping well, or just not feeling your best, there may be a peptide that can help you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss and peptides to get started. DermGlowSkin.com, helping you feel better from the inside out. Thank you, Mike. You're welcome, Mike. Hit the music for the thing that we do all the time.
Tidbits.
Just checking in with everybody. Chess boxing. Have you ever heard of it?
Chess boxing.
It's my lead story today is chess boxing. Boxing. Exactly what it says. It's chess.
Okay.
And it's boxing.
Mm-hmm.
The game of chess.
you can eat. The game of chess, the board game chess.
Not the musical by Murray Head.
One night in Bangkok and the world's your oyster.
Everything but Yul Brynner.
Chess boxing is a hybrid sport that alternates rounds of boxing and speed chess. Competitors battle both physically and mentally and can win by scoring either a checkmate
yes,
on the board or a knockout in the ring. Today, New York City,
New York City
boasts three major chess boxing clubs. Three of them. That's where trends start, L.A. and New York. That's where they are born.
Mm-hmm.
They have three major boxing clubs, and the sport attracts a highly eclectic crowd. Eclectic cloud.
Do you think, Mike, what? Do you think after about the 10th round, the chess moves aren't as well thought out?
You know, anything that can involve combat sports, I always like to take a peek.
Yeah, I know.
It ranges the people that participate, finance to tech guys, even people hailing from jiu-jitsu and other martial arts. Players face off at a chess board set up directly inside the boxing ring. Each round of chess lasts 3 minutes. Competitors play speed chess, you know, where they hit that timer,
yeah,
that
the bell.
That
yeah.
they
yep.
do. Mm-hmm. After the bell sounds, the chess board is removed from the ring by officials. Following a 1 minute break to put on the gloves, the fighters compete in 3 minute rounds of standard amateur boxing.
First off, I'm disappointed. I envisioned them moving the pieces with their gloves on.
Me too. That's
what that was going to be also. Fun. And yes. also, Mike, I know this has got to cross
imagine,
your mind.
Not to interrupt, but I would imagine that when you pause for 1 minute to put the gloves on.
Yeah.
I would think that that would be the only time you do that, but I guess you take them off every time. So
yeah.
yes.
that's the way that goes.
Mike, and I know this had to have crossed your mind based on the shows we've had the past few days. Do females participate?
Females are intrigued, and they feel as though it is an entree to the world of boxing
okay.
that might be more difficult if they just did the standard go-to-the-gym amateur boxing stuff.
Yeah.
A match can end in one of three ways. Checkmate. One player checkmates the other during a chess round. Knockout or stoppage. A fighter wins by a knockout or technical knockout. Time forfeit. A player runs out of their total allowed time on the chess clock and a judge decision. If the chess game ends in a draw and no knockouts occur, the winner is determined based on points scored in the boxing rounds. If boxing is also tied, the player controlling the black pieces wins due to white's inherent first move advantage in sure. chess.
Yes.
Because chess boxing is not sanctioned by the New York Athletic Commission. Bouts are relegated to exhibitions and amateur showcases.
This there will be a success more than the last thing they tried, which was MMA Yahtzee.
Yes. Oh, man, when that tower would fall, when that tower would fall, by God, it was a terrible thing to witness.
Pop-o-matic.
It really was.
Pop-o-matic.
Reality TV star and podcast host Lindsay Crisley. Anyone?
Yeah, you from know, Chrisley you know Knows her? Best. Yeah, I've been forced to watch the Chrisley Show because
Thank
of
you.
My family.
I'm oh, glad because I brought
her husband
this,
just get out of prison or something.
Or he's in prison. I don't know whether he's with us at the law.
Lindsay so. Was arrested over the weekend in Georgia. The 36-year-old co-host of the, quote, Southern Tea podcast is facing charges of driving under the influence surrounded by multiple traffic violations.
Good.
She is the latest member of the Chrisleys, it's the Chrisley Knows Best family, to face legal scrutiny. What else can you tell me about the Chrisleys?
It seems like they're targeting us. Everybody's being arrested.
Are they rednecks? Are they obvious rednecks?
No, he's a dandy. He's a dandy. He's a real estate broker, and he likes to live a good life, but unfortunately,
he
ended up in jail.
Does he have that southern
accent?
Yes,
he does.
He does.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Yeah. That's just, they're in trouble.
He would look, Mike, he would fit right in as an enthusiastic QVC host.
Okay. All right. And, but they're obviously, they've got a following,
yeah.
correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People like do. My wife. So good luck with that.
There. She's in jail now.
And
18-year-old.
Thank you to
I'm sorry?
Steven Hernandez and Paul Smiley.
We're oh,
donating that, as well.
Are they
little
still
league.
Donating to the,
oh, wow.
for
okay.
the Little
yeah.
League pants?
Well, yeah,
I thought he was talking about people on the Chrisley Show.
Yes. We have the left legs covered. Now we just got to get the right.
We're halfway there.
Yeah, we're halfway there.
Whoa! We have $250.
Living on a prayer.
We have $358. We're a little more than halfway.
We have $358. We're more than halfway there. So please, yeah, let it happen during the show today, people. Raising money for Little League because I got drunk on margaritas. I didn't mean to put the show in a bind like this.
In a bind.
Put my wife in a bind like this. Oh, shut up, Mike. Just keep going. An 18-year-old student from Ireland has just won one of the world's largest environmental competitions by taking on global water pollution.
Okay.
Ira Satish. Doesn't sound Irish to me. No, I'm sorry. That's foolish. This person's
from
Ireland.
I'm sure you're related to him.
This person, A-Y-R-Ira. Ira.
That sounds like an Irish name.
A-Y-R-A Satish was named the European winner of the prestigious Earth Prize. She secured a massive $100,000 cash grant for inventing a highly efficient device designed to extract microplastics directly from local drinking water systems. That's all you hear lately is
microplastics.
Thank you, JLP Designs, for the $4.99. We really appreciate that. While international committees argue over climate policy, teenagers are quietly building the actual solutions in their school labs. Can you imagine that? The technology to remove the microplastics from drinking water? Hello?
If you look back on high school, Mike, and the people you hung out with, would you want them to do anything with science?
God, no. Well, they did. I mean, they did a lot of experiments.
You're sure they did? Strains and whatnot?
Not really in the lab at all. Police in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, were called to a downtown Quality Inn and Suites. A hotel worker reported that a black bear had casually walked into an exterior public bathroom and managed to lock itself inside.
Well, he wanted privacy.
Officers had to open the door just a crack while banging sticks together to lure the animal out. The unbothered bear ambled back into the woods, leaving behind a pristine bathroom and a minor $50 repair bill.
That's not bad.
But what I hate? It's not included in the news source what that $50 was for.
I guarantee you, I know what it was. It was the toilet paper dispenser because they never use the right anchors.
Yeah.
Am I right?
You're probably right. Yeah. It sounds like that's what it would cost, too,
just about,
to replace that. That's great.
A toilet would be a lot more. So,
it answers the question, does a bear shit in the woods?
No, not
at all. It goes right into the... Yeah. Hey, Rob, guess what? You don't have to write that down now. A tech startup has just launched an AI-powered pet translator. The creators claim it can interpret the barks, meows, and purrs of your pets with a whopping 95% accuracy rate.
No.
Why are you shaking your head?
How does it know it's accurate?
Yeah.
Does it have a pet that checks the language?
Do I look like I'm the guy at the tech startup, fellas?
Yeah, he's just the messenger.
I'm the messenger.
You got to talk to the doc.
While initially marketed to help owners know if their pet is hungry or sick.
Yes.
Couples using the I know I'm sick.
Mike, stop it. You look like a hairless cat.
That just sentence made me laugh. While initially marketed to help owners know if their pet is hungry or sick, couples using the app are reporting something much more dramatic, it turns out. Our pets are criticizing our romantic choices. Viral videos show cats bluntly telling owners to, quote, ditch the new guy. While dogs are reportedly using the translator to complain about lack of privacy during intimate moments. Remember, we don't want the dog to watch us do it? Well,
Jonathan Winters said, a cat will see you undress, but a dog will watch you.
Still funny after all these years. Let's see. Experts are warned that while the tech is revolutionary, it could be the ultimate relationship killer. Wouldn't that be funny if it really worked? It's like, hey, Spot, do you like this guy?
No, he's an asshole.
What do you think your two dogs' main concerns would be?
Geez, that's a great question. Winslow would be like, yeah, he's okay. He's okay as far as I'm concerned. Can I piss on this? Can I piss on this, please? I think, okay, everybody's happy. Everybody's sitting down and no one's watching me into the... The dishwasher's open. Piss time!
Does he lick and then piss?
If I'd seen him do that in that location, I would yell the hell, get the hell out of there.
Sebastian loves when the dishwasher's opening. Yeah.
What's that, Josh?
That's what he's doing. He's saying, let's upset the old guy.
That's it. That's what he likes. The old guy with the spots on his face.
Then he claims divorce for you, too.
Finally, today, police in Salinas, California, were enjoying a morning coffee break at a downtown roastery.
Mike, that's fantastic use of the word roastery.
When they heard faint, pathetic cries for help echoing from the walls.
Pathetic?
It turns out a would-be burglar had tried to break into the movie theater next door the night before. Slipped off the roof when he did that, and he landed ass first into a narrow 10-inch wall cavity between the two buildings. The genius was wedged for 10 hours before he heard the cops ordering their lattes on the other side of the drywall. Firefighters had to bust out the power saws to cut the man free so he could go straight from the insulation to a jail cell. The guy is charged with burglary, but we always sympathize with our criminals who get in trouble ass first. There you go. Yes,
right. From insulation to isolation.
Isolation in the hole. Anyone breaks into a movie theater spends a night in the hole.
Listen, hey, for the latte.
I wanted to remind you, if you love the show and you want an incredibly easy way to support us without spending an extra dime, we've got you covered. Before you do your Amazon shopping, and let's be honest, who isn't buying something on Amazon?
I did today.
Start through our Amazon link. That's it. Same prices, same Prime, same weird late night impulse purchases. The only difference, Amazon kicks a little something back to help support the podcast. Need dog food, gadgets, paper towels, a life-sized inflatable pickle? We're not judging. Just click our Amazon link first and shop like you normally do. You'll find the link right on our website, tmospodcast.com. It takes 2 seconds, costs you absolutely nothing extra, and genuinely helps keep this show rolling. So before you Amazon, think of us. Click the link, shop anyway, and thank you for keeping the microphones on. So, next time you Amazon, start at tmospodcast.com. Shop, support, repeat, and we thank ye, ladies and gentlemen.
It felt good using it today. I loved it.
Yeah. Anytime you guys bring scam to me of any kind, I always like to investigate. And Josh said that he may have been scammed, and that always intrigues me.
And you know, this really goes back, I would say, probably because you had the infallible bullshit detector when you were on in the afternoons when people would try to get something by you.
Called it the crap detector back in the day.
Back then. But yeah, you've got an ear for it. You know what's fake and what rings false. So I look forward to this.
Okay.
So I've been doing the reselling thing. So I told you guys, I think last week, how I went to the Disney outlet.
Right.
I listed some purses they had there and doubled the price and put them online. And a lady purchased 3 of the purses all at once. So I bought all the purses and she paid for them. And then she sends me a message that says, I leave for Disney in 2 days. I need these right away. Can you overnight them to me?
Uh-oh. That's a red flag right there.
Right. And that's the question is, was that a red flag? I think nothing of this. So I go ahead and be like, okay, let me look up the price. Overnight shipping is $60. But the site we sell it on, Poshmark, doesn't let you change the shipping. So she says, okay, well, I'll just Venmo you the $50. So I say, okay, sure. Because I think the best of people.
Sure.
So she Venmos me the $50. I get the purses to her. Do you think
you're breaking up a little bit, Josh? Hold on. What did you say? So she Venmos you the 50.
She Venmos me the $50. I overnight the purses to her.
And she's already paid for the purses.
Right. So then after I drop them off and I tell, it's huge pain because I had to print the label, take it to UPS, not the post office like I normally do. So it mixed up my day. But it was a big sale, so I did this for the lady. And I come home from the UPS store, and I tell Kelly, all right, that's all taken care of. That was a nice sale. Made a few $100. And Kelly says, well, I think you were scammed. So my question for you guys is if you think I was scammed just from that.
Jack O'Bannon says she's going to reverse the charge.
Is that a possibility on Venmo?
Well, what I was told is that if you don't use the label that ships with Poshmark, it shows that it hasn't been shipped. So then she can just cancel the order after she receives it, and they just send her the money back. Now,
I see.
So I was like taken back by, oh, okay, maybe I got scammed for the first time. Now, this happened last week, so I have an update.
Okay, good.
Okay, so did you get scammed?
I did not get scammed. I think he might have been trying to get. Well, here's the deal. I did not lose money. I got paid. I took screenshots of all the UPS stuff showing the items were delivered and showing and screenshots that she requested this. And I sent it to the company Poshmark that runs the store.
Okay.
So they updated her thing with proof that I delivered it and charged her. So I got paid for it.
I think she was trying to scam you.
So that was
no,
my question.
No, I don't think so. I think if she was trying, there'd be more evidence of it, right?
I don't think she was trying to scam because she never canceled the order. She never tried to cancel the order.
If you can't prove that it was there, Josh played it very smart. I think he outwitted her. Yeah, but if with her plan, she was paying $50 and essentially
Jimmy Lava says, ship her a thank you letter.
Overnight it.
That's funny.
But I think, you know, if this lady is clever enough and she finds a dim-witted bin salesperson, they can say, I never got it.
Carla says not scammed. I think. By the way, Carla is the Mike O'Mara show, if anybody wants to know.
And I don't think she was trying to scam me. I think she was trying because also before, I'm not stupid. So I did try to Google her address, and I'm like, oh, that's a nice house. She can afford these purses.
And hey, how are we doing on the baseball donations?
We're being scammed.
Stop it.
No.
Don't say that. Stop that, please. Are we doing okay?
No, we're at the same spot. We're good. We're getting there.
We haven't got any more?
Not in 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, it wasn't 5 minutes. It was longer than 5 minutes.
Everyone, try harder. Try harder. Let's do this.
This is for the baseball pants.
It's for the kids.
Yeah. For the kids in the QR code.
We need $140. We need
$100. Before the show's over, we need $140. That's all.
So I don't think this lady was trying to scam me because I looked up who she – I found her online and that she has a really nice job and can afford these things.
It was Hillary Clinton.
So that's why I trusted her. But I think that exactly what she did, anyone could do to scam people.
Yeah,
speaking of scam, I recently went to a dermatologist's office, and they said, "Put this on your face, and you'll look better than you've ever looked. You won't have to explain it to everybody as I did over the weekend." This is what I didn't mention.
We need
earlier.
To get you a veil.
Yes, but that's good that you didn't get
or
scammed.
A full mask. No, I did not get scammed.
I have been a victim of online commerce, you know,
oh, way back,
really scammed.
I ordered the mystery box of returns that they always advertise,
right?
Where it's $50 and you get all the box full of electronics returned to Amazon,
right?
And it was a box of Temu crap. It was worth about $12.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't trust
that. Would you ever try that again? Would you ever do that again?
No, I assume now they are all scams.
Would you ever buy a storage unit if it was cheap enough?
Are you selling one?
Yes. Yes, I would. Do I get to peek in?
Good news, kids. You get your pants, but we don't have the storage unit anymore.
Sorry, it's not around.
Do I get to peek into it like Storage Wars?
Sure.
Because at that point,
do they let you peek into it? Don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't they let you look in, but not like probe? You can just see the way it is, right?
Yeah. It's like when I went to the Orlando bins and I told you could look at the bins, but you couldn't touch them until everyone was ready to go.
Can
so
you
there's a little
them?
Of that.
Sometimes.
So to date, how is your bin picking business going?
It's doing extremely well.
And you're enjoying it?
I love it. It's great.
It's a fun side hustle.
It's a fun challenge, and it's doing extremely well.
Rob is contemplating a side hustle that I think might do better than we've all done, and that is medical experiments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On him.
Exactly.
His body is going to be a test subject.
Bring it along.
He's got the idea from your face. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow, he's got one tone today, doesn't he? One note.
Yeah, there's one thing I see when I look ahead.
Actually, I've been eBaying some junk. So yeah, I'm doing some side hustle stuff too.
That's
but if anyone needs a really, really expensive microphone, try to find it.
Okay.
And so far, Mike, I've only found one pair of baseball pants, but I'm working on it for you.
Are they the right color?
All right. Now he's busting my balls over the fundraiser. I'm sorry. All right. I'm doing the best
I can. You mustn't kick a man when he's down.
They're pulling me in 20 different directions. That's it. We're going to take a little step out for a second here. And when we come back, we're talking tattoos.
Tattoo.
Rob has one. Josh has a bunch. I have none. And I'll tell you how the whole thing came about. I was lunching with one of my favorite mates today. And he's an old man, and he's very, very curmudgeon-y. And I'll tell you the whole story when we return.
Did he mention, Mike, did he mention that tattoos can cover up facial problems?
Yeah, I'd have to look like Mike Tyson when he got that thing on his face. Hey, this portion of our program, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Omaha Steaks Burgers. Grilling season is here, and Omaha Steaks is bringing the beef. The steak burger sale is officially on, and these are not sad little grocery store hockey pucks, people. No, these are thick, juicy, steakhouse-level burgers made from filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, brisket, and sirloin. Basically, bun busters for your grill.
Yes.
They just got promoted. That's right. Your grill just got... What is it?
Your bun grill busters. Just got promoted, yeah.
Your grill just got promoted. Read much? For just $99.99, you get 20 massive 6-ounce steak burgers, plus free, 8 of them, free Wagyu smash burgers. That's 28, count them, 28 burgers headed straight from freezer to grill to face. They're easy, ridiculously delicious, and delivered right to your door. No mystery meat, no shortcuts, just premium beef and backyard glory. So get grilling with the Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack, including 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers. That's 28 burgers for only $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Mike. To get an extra $35 off your order. That's promo code Mike for $35. You won't regret it. So get ready for grilling season with the mouthwatering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack, including 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers. I said that already. That's 28 burgers for just $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and as a bonus, use promo code Mike to get $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code Mike. I love it when you say Mike. Rob, I did the whole commercial twice. The call to action is the commercial. You made me read it in its entirety.
Mike,
completely twice.
It's important that they know what a great deal this is. We have to emphasize it.
All right. So today I'm sitting there after I went out in the sun and burned my face a little more.
Sure.
And I'm sitting there with one of my mates and I'm leaving the Happy Valley Club and they give tours every now and then. And they give tours of the joint.
They bring in convicts, right?
They bring in prospects.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Sure. You want those people.
And this guy is walking, and this guy,
Do they check wallets?
Do they check wallets?
Yeah, to see if you can afford it before you get a tour?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they would do it that way, Josh. I think it would be an intricate screening process.
Oh, they'll get the money.
They always do.
They will get the money.
Oh, they always do.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, so this old curmudgeon goes, yeah, it's just what we need, another guy with a leg tattoo.
Oh, God.
And it made me laugh. And it also made me think, because really, I thought about tattoos before this conversation even took place.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a theory about it. I believe the whole tattooing of America, everybody's got a tattoo. They're tattoos. You can't go 5 feet without seeing somebody with a big ass tattoo. Mm-hmm. The tramp stamp, their arm, the barbed wire, the chest, whatever, blah, blah, blah. They get the tattoos. I was watching that serial killer that had the swastika on his head and he had the line drawn. You know, just terrible, horrible tattoos.
Never trust someone with a Nazi tattoo.
No.
This guy was down here in Lee County, killed 2 women, and when he got into waiting for his trial, mm-hmm. he got even more, and he got this thing where he drew a Joker line all the way up his cheeks.
That's
and a real
weird.
Dick. And then
that.
He got the death penalty, which I think is good.
Yeah.
See?
He deserves
here's
it.
Your,
was,
here's
was that,
your liberal.
Is that the documentary that made cartoons? Like they would mix cartoons in with the, I was so distracted by the cartoons.
Weren't they weird? They were very weird.
They were weird.
Just bad news. Dumb, too. Dumb as a box of cotton balls.
Bad news.
As people would tell stories about it, they would animate people's stories about him.
That's not a good idea. How horrible
it was
he was.
Creepy.
I don't like that.
And Rob, I know you have one.
Yeah.
But hear me out here. The regression of America. I believe that when you think about going to other places where there were tattoos back in the day, you would go to undeveloped areas. You would go to places where there were people that were primitive, that had were not developed, did not have technology. That's where there were tattoos. Well now we've
military.
Got all, what's that?
And military.
Well, true. Not and military, but I mean, you would like, for example, when what's the
yeah, but
what's
you're comparing the, it to like native tribes.
Well, yeah, like, for example, when you talk about Mutiny on the Bounty, right, where they all get stranded on these islands, and they go and they'd come back, the sailors, with tattoos.
Yeah.
And but they would always get the tattoos from places where they weren't developed, where they were living. And I'm like, well, now we all have our tattoos, and it certainly doesn't represent society moving at lightning speed, would you think?
I think what you've missed here is that there are two things at play with a tattoo. First one is not as much why I did it, but it probably is some of it. It's a look at me thing.
Yeah.
It's a little something, I want a little attention.
Instant main character energy, Rob.
I don't think so. Because none
you don't agree with that?
None of my tattoos are like show off tattoos. They're all personal.
Yeah, and that's why I talk about the second one. That the second type of tattoo is when you are making a deal with your body or society that you have totally committed to belief or enthusiasm of one thing. Like Robert's first tattoo is it's a mark of three little wiggly guys that represents me and Julia and Carrie. And I think it's beautiful. I love it. It's
okay,
small. It's understated.
I hold in my hand.
Uh-huh.
And I always think of you as a wiggly guy.
I love to dance.
I hold in my hand the pros and the cons.
All right.
Of tattoos.
Now, since Josh and I are recipients of ink, can we agree or disagree with each thing?
You can do anything you want. This is an open discussion.
All right.
Printed this out because I found it interesting.
Okay.
And I thought it would add to our discussion of tattoos. Mm-hmm. My overarching feeling about this was that, you know, it shows that now we're not making any progress as a society. We're
one
just
quick
out
question.
There doing, look at me, you know, put all this ink on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's.
You know.
I don't think that's all of the people. But
no, that's not everybody. They, like anything else, it's not, you know, you don't paint with that broad a stroke. You
when
know?
You talk about tattoos, I won't ask you to name anyone particular,
yes.
But anyone in your immediate family tattooed?
Both my daughters are tattooed.
Okay, all right. Okay.
My wife is not tattooed. I am not tattooed, but both my daughters have a variety of tattoos, different tattoos. The pros. Do you want to?
Yeah.
And I'll stop whenever you want me to. The pros. Okay. Why tattoos rule? Tattoos look objectively cool. They allow you to curate your physical body like a gallery, giving you an immediate edge and a distinct visual identity without saying a word. What say you, Josh Soroka? You seem to have the most of anybody that I know.
Sure. I mean, yeah, I can see if you want it as a defining character of yourself.
Okay.
I also agree.
Someone
that
maybe.
I think they've overstated it. I think a good tattoo does look cool. I mean, I look down at mine and I say, I'm glad I got that. That looks really great.
It's because, the colors are so vibrant on that big old white arm.
That's right. My big swollen, white, oozing, weeping
MRSA
arm. I got a MRSA logo, yeah.
Big, blotchy, ugly face.
Yeah, I just mostly walk in circles. But I don't see that if you get a tattoo, you're not curating art. You're just having a tattoo.
No.
So I think that's a little overreaching.
Let's see. The ultimate conversation starter. What does that mean is the easiest icebreaker in human history. It gives you a built-in opportunity to tell a deeply meaningful story. What say you, Mr. Spiewak?
I say that it can be an icebreaker if you're featuring it. If I wear
and a
shirt with sleeves, no one's going to see it. You know, I can
what about you?
And I'll give a little bit to that, where I see a little bit of that, because one of my most noticeable tattoos is a cross right on my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
So that does end up starting conversations.
That shows that you, support
that
Jesus.
I'm a person of faith. Yeah.
Let's see. Marking major milestones. They serve as permanent, unerasable bookmarks for your life. Celebrating a major triumph, overcoming adversity, or honoring a loved one ensures that part of your history stays with you forever.
I agree with that. I think that's kind of cool.
That's something makes sense.
A forced confidence boost, covering an insecurity, a scar, or just a patch of skin.
Man, you have plenty.
There you go. I'll cover that up right now.
You remember the old song, Mike? Patches?
By the way, my face will look great when this is all over.
Good.
I know that for a fact.
Okay.
It is a form of permanent empowering self-expression. And the thrill of the pain. I want to ask Josh about that. Do you like the feeling when the needle is going into your arm?
No. I hate the feeling, but I know people who do love that feeling.
I did not. I was dreading the feeling, and I found it less painful than I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. It really wasn't bad.
It depends on where.
That's true.
Well, he got it on his forearm, and when he got done, it was so pleasant for him, he wanted to get that fabulous right nut tattoo.
Mike, I can show you a tattoo of a fly that gets bigger.
Oh, God. All right, ready for the cons?
Yes, yes.
The forever factor is terrifying. Commitment is hard. Imagine wearing the exact same T-shirt every single day for the next 50 years. Human tastes evolve completely every 7 years. Your 40-year-old self might heavily resent what your 21-year-old self thought was a sick design.
I disagree with that because if you're getting a tattoo for the right reason, the permanence is why you're doing it. I wanted my tattoo since I was in college and held off a long time. And so, you know, after 30 years, I still wanted it. Mm-hmm. So I got my
first tattoo probably 21. Maybe 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't regret it now 25 years later, but I think a lot of people, because it's a meaningful tattoo. I think a lot of people get stupid tattoos because they think it's funny.
Or they get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or it's a joke.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you regret it 5 years after.
I have a tattoo I haven't showed you on my shoulder that says $500 for pants. I regret that.
Rob is alluding to, would you like to say what you're alluding to, Rob?
So yes, we're having a fun driver for the kids right now.
Do we have any latest ones, Josh? Where are we petering out here? This is when they peter out. Another $100 for the Little League.
I believe they are waiting for beautiful video.
They're waiting for beautiful video to kick in the last amount.
The next one who pledges over $25, I will lick my tattoo.
That's it. You heard. Rob will make a donation for Little League right now. If you pay
$100, he will not.
Laser removal is a nightmare. If you change your mind, changing the skin is brutal. Laser. Well, they said Pete Davidson, one of our chat group people, said $200,000 he spent making his tattoos go away.
If there's any chance you'll want to get rid of it one day, you should never get it.
That's right. Carrie had one removed, and it not only was painful and moderately effective, it was expensive. For a $30 tattoo, it was hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Not worth it.
What was the name?
It said Josh.
What can I do for you, bub? We're taping. I'll let you know in a second, okay? I'll let you know in 1 second, all right? 6 o'clock. Baseball practice.
Tis the season.
Mm-hmm. Let's see the what does it mean interrogation. While it can be a pro, it also is a massive con when you are tired. Having total strangers touch your arm at a bar or grocery store to demand an explanation for your art gets exhausting incredibly fast. You ever go through that, Josh?
No. Because my most visible ones are the Oriole tattoo and the cross, and I get people just commenting, oh, you're an Orioles fan. Tough year. Stuff
so
like
it's
that.
Simple. So
I've never been pulled aside by anyone who cares.
JLP Design says, they can't practice without pants. That's why we need the donation right now. Please.
Leave your wallet right now.
No. Aging, you know that one, skin sag, that's a con. And then the cost-to-pain ratio that Rob mentioned before, that it's very, very expensive to get them removed.
That's sure.
it, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to get it today. Tonight I'm going to get it down while Michael's at practice. I'm going to get the whole face covered.
You're being silly. Now, I would love to see you get a small tattoo that represents either your family or your Irish lineage because you wear it proudly. And I'm not trying to force you into it, but...
Well,
I do know that I stayed away from it for a long time, and my stuff it.
That looks better.
Help! I don't have a single regret that I did it, and I love it every time I see it.
I can't see.
Stop it.
I can't see. All right, we have to take another break here. When we come back, what the hell are we? We're not at. We are on time.
Yes,
that's a good thing. We are indeed on time, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, I don't know what we have time for. Let's do less NFL Sunday. Shall we do that?
Let's do that tomorrow. Let's do beautiful video.
We're up to beautiful video now.
Are we already up to beautiful video?
Sure.
We are. Yes, we are.
You know why?
Because you're a blabbermouth.
No, because I got these things all on my face and I'm lost to the track of time.
What, I didn't realize we
were flying along like this. All right. I don't think they're going to practice anyway. There's a lightning proximity alert, too. So much is going on. I don't even know what to do anymore.
Now, is that lightning in the sky or the lightning of your face?
Thank you. If you listen to this podcast, and if you can hear me right now, odds are you do, you know I'm a legendary handyman. Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. Plumbing, done it. Painting, absolutely. Pool repair, elite. But now, add this to, you know, the whole package. Pesty.
Love
Pesty.
It.
That's right. Pest control. Thanks to Pesty, it's DIY pest control made ridiculously easy. Their custom kit takes just minutes to apply, and treatments start at only $35. That's it. You get a plan tailored to your location, climate, and the creepy things crawling around your house. We're talking over 100 kinds of pests. Ants, spiders, roaches,
spiders?
Even scorpions. Yeah, scorpions. Eek. The Pesty kit comes with everything. Reusable electronic sprayer. Love using those.
So cool.
Mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, instructions, all ready to go. You can treat Rob. You just spray him with all the bug spray. That's what you can do.
It kills MRSA.
You can treat your entire home in under 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. Here's the kicker. Pesty is kid and pet friendly. Their products have been used safely in hospitals and schools nationwide. Plus, they'll back it all with a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. No hassle, no questions asked. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Pesty! Is the bestie. Now you can play that.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Dateline, Michigan. Mike, have you ever had trouble with a landlord, a bad landlord?
I have. I've been lived in a lot of different places. I was living in a crack house for a while, and we had a real slumlord, real difficult guy to deal
with. It's amazing. You would think in a place like that, they'd give you a little wiggle room on the rent.
You would think.
But that's bad, but not bad like this. Let's go to Michigan.
Not really making himself at home, a tenant's home, that is, in Westland. They called him over to do home repairs and instead caught him in the act with a woman. Fox News' Jessica Dukneck is tracking this one for us tonight. She joins us live in our newsroom with more, and this one just gives you the heebie-jeebies.
Here's Jessica.
Hi, Jess.
Okay, you never know what you're walking into when you come into work here at Fox 2 Roop. Now, the tenants in Westland, they say that the tenant and his special little friend, they position themselves right in front of the security camera. We had to look at all that footage, very clear what they're doing. We paid a visit to that tenant to see what he had to say for himself.
He walked back and forth through here naked. And
what are you doing in the kitchen? I saw him come out with some
dress
rag or something.
I don't know.
She's pregnant.
Been trying to make a sandwich, but I don't know. It's creepy.
Their landlord was supposed to be removing dead birds from the attic. Instead, he was giving a lesson on the birds and the bees on camera.
So right now we're kind of standing at the scene of the crime. Mm-hmm. What did you guys do? Did you clean before you
most definitely.
So
my wife, she's germaphobic, so I had to most definitely clean it before she even stepped in anywhere in this house, period.
It allegedly happened Monday in Westland while Javon Crawford and his wife were in the hospital with his sick grandma.
There he
is. His wife started getting alerts from their security cameras on her phone.
She just pointed the phone to me and I seen him just doing what he was doing right here in our house.
Was it live?
It was live. Live footage.
Oh my.
You see, Mike, those cameras work on motion sensors. So
is that a COVID era story?
No, he's had a mask on because he had a strange man screwing in his living room.
Why did she call the guy, the landlord, and his special little friend?
Because she's being cutesy. Because it's obviously, creepy. It is
creepy.
So did
he, like, bring a babe with him?
Yeah. And they made love, Mike.
But if he's a landlord, I'm sure he's got other places he could, you know, do the nasty. Right.
Well, I'm not saying he hasn't done it other places, too.
But
this could be the whole, this could really be a big ball of twine.
What did you say, Josh?
Oh, he was there to get rid of the birds.
We gotta get your connectivity fixed, Josh. You're the main drink. You know what I mean, buddy?
I think it's the kids being home.
Really? Or you said, I don't know. No internet. Well, Daddy's online.
It'll be okay once we go back to a morning show. They're not going to be up at 8.
That's true.
Summertime.
Mike, I want you to think back 25 years. I think that's probably when you'll love this.
Okay.
You first developed your crush on J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez.
What did you say you wanted? Don't play that. Huh? What did you say you wanted me to do?
Go back 25 years. And I believe that's when you started to have your crush on J-Lo. That's when her hit song, Ain't It Funny, came out. And you might not remember the song, but I bet you remember the lace-up jeans that she wore that had, like, laces in front of them. It was a real big deal.
I'm wearing them now.
I know you are.
Yeah.
We should get some to that lady in Michigan. But this was posted on the socials this weekend. 25 years later, same jeans.
Well, personally, but I'm pretty sure that's J-Lo.
Oh, my God! Wait, this is me!
J-Lo!
No!
I'm confused.
Why? That's 25 years after she first wore those jeans, and she's wearing them again, and they look amazing.
Can we see that again?
Sure.
I'm
the other lady in this. Let me find her name. Her name is Mika Abdallah, and she's on a show called Off Campus that J-Lo loves.
Mid-50s now? Isn't she like in her mid-50s?
I mean, it's 25 years since she was a hit, so she's got to be at least 50.
Well, personally, but I'm pretty sure that's J-Lo. Mika.
Oh my God! Wait, this is me.
J-Lo.
No.
That is a workout body right there.
I think she looks better now than she did then.
She looks spectacular. And
really,
and she works at it. She talks about it all the time, and you know she does that. That's good stuff. Like
Mike, big news at the Cavs game this weekend before the Knicks sealed it up. Travis Kelce and his fiance, Taylor Swift, went to the game.
A lot of them in the news lately for pissing people off about their wedding.
And you know what? It's because I think that football season's over and Taylor's not touring. They needed a taste. They needed a taste of people looking at them. And this is how they behaved, okay?
Here, Travis Kelce and his fiance here at the game.
She wears shorts.
He chugs a whole beer. She's embarrassed.
Aww.
He pretends to be asleep. They kiss.
Taylor Swift swapping out the bleachers for a courtside date night with Travis Kelce as she and her fiance cheer on his beloved Cleveland Cavaliers.
Listen, I'm just enjoying life. I'm living it to the fullest.
Shut up. Pain in the ass.
Yeah, they're having a wedding.
They're having a big wedding.
The thing I didn't bring to the news today was they're having a wedding, and certain people who are single, they're saying no plus one.
Sorry,
they're not
Josh.
Allowed to bring a guest.
Oh, I guarantee it's an expensive plate, so I can understand.
I do, but I mean, it's still, if you were a single guy and you wanted to bring, for example, a single guy, and you wanted to bring a date to a Taylor Swift wedding,
you know how much special. You could auction off that guest?
Oh,
that's true.
Incredible.
I would have to also, you check the registry because they probably need a lot of stuff.
I could send her like a video and just say, Taylor, look at this face.
Play it in reverse.
I want to go.
You've healed me. Mike, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Wood
who?
Woodcock. Let me tell you about the woodcock. It is a bird, and it walks in a most peculiar way.
A lot of woodcocks. It's a proper name also. I really do. I know a lot of woodcocks.
Wasn't there a movie, Coach Woodcock or Woodcock, that had Billy Bob Thornton in it?
No, you were thinking of another movie that starred, who was that guy? I'm trying to think. John Leslie.
Oh, okay. Good call with John Leslie.
Like 60s.
Great. But Mr. Leslie, we're going to need...
Mr. Woodcock was a movie where he played a gym teacher, I believe.
Oh, okay. Mr. Woodcock. Was it Billy Bob?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Woodcock, we're going to need you to shave. They walk in a very strange
way. Have you ever
way.
Seen my Billy Bob Thornton impression from Tombstone?
Well, I think everyone would love to see it.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Hold on. Something on your mind? All right. Thank you.
And since you're in
Peter
such a,
North, thank you, James Malloy. You're right. It was Peter North.
Since you're in such a good voice for today, would you like to do a movie about Billy Bob Thornton with leprosy?
I can't control it. It's making my whole face slough off.
That's Mike. He's in a new TV show on Paramount called Skin Man.
Skin Man.
Now, I want you to watch the way the woodcock walks. It's very peculiar.
Strange-looking bird doesn't walk.
but rather bobs back and forth as it moves, creating this famous dance. All woodcocks rock back and forth when they walk, regardless of gender and age. No one really knows why they do this dance, but scientists theorize that because they step heavily with their front foot, this dance makes worms move around in the soil.
Now
it's making my worm move.
Now I know that that's not very intriguing for people that might just be listening in audio.
Yeah.
So if we got some woodcock, Mike, knock knock.
Who's there?
Wood.
Wood who?
Woodcock. If we put some music with it, I think it might be better.
Okay. Here we go. Does it match? Come on, it's got to match better.
It's pretty good. Come on.
She was more like beauty queen
from a movie scene.
Good choice.
That's it. Mike, that is today's beautiful buddy.
All right, I'm going to go find out if there's a lightning alert. And yeah. Oh, by the way, how'd we do? Huh? How we
got to $500 thanks to Dirk with $140 last minute in there.
Dirk is the most generous man in the world. Thank you, Dirk. Thank you. Josh, get that right into my account. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. Seriously,
Josh, if you can, drive it over.
Drive it to my house.
Right.
I'm my face is sloughing. Dirk, yeah, God love you, Dirk. You're fantastic. That's great. I will have a report. I'm going to see the person who's running the show tonight and find out what the... I think it's going towards striped pants tonight, believe it or not.
One last question, Josh. Maybe you can help me with this.
$1 per
stripe. On the Austin Powers movie Goldmember, didn't he peel his face a lot?
Oh, he had skin on his desk, right?
Yeah, he would save it.
All right, I'm going to get out of here because I'm going to make myself throw up. For Josh Schroeck and Rob Spiewak, Mike Scab O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I sure do love you, Pop.
Mike O'Mara.
What? Hello? Do you want to start again? What's going on?
I would love to. I grabbed the wrong button.
Could you start the ending? You messed up the beginning. Now, don't mess up the end. Come on now.
Mike O'Mara.
How long you done this show, for God? No, don't. You're talking over it. No. Start it again right now. I thought you play little things or something like that.
No, we eliminated one thing because it had the wrong website. So
okay,
just go to the
all right,
dude
now
thing.
I'm ready. Now, okay. On the count of three. 3, 2, 1.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Nice beaver.
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.
You can't keep getting away with it.
Nope.
He can't keep getting away with it.